This is St. Louis Public Radio. The St. Louis area has a long history of industry dumping toxic waste where it shouldn't, like the dioxin contamination that evacuated the Times Beach community in the 1980s and the radioactive Manhattan Project waste that's been sitting under the Westlake landfill for more than four decades. Twice a year, a local artist offers tours of these sites to encourage people to think critically about how humans treat land. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen followed along on one of these tours.
Before you embark on a journey to learn about St. Louis's toxic waste history, you check in with Alana Ross, a red-haired artist wearing a park ranger's outfit, hat included. At a coffee shop in South St. Louis, she hands out booklets and offers respirators.
To be honest, they're not like totally needed, but the smells at Westlake can be really bad.
Then Ross and everyone else hops into their cars to start the tour. Ross picks sites that are being cleaned up, like Coldwater Creek and the Westlake landfill. And she takes people to others that were cleaned up years ago and turned into parks, like the Weldon Springs site in St. Charles. She wants people to think about how humans cope with contaminated land.
That's really what I want out of this, is for people to start caring about these sites and what's going to happen to them.
At each site, Ross describes its history.
A reporter with an official document list of suspected dioxin-contaminated sites called the city clerk of Times Beach.
Then she lets people ask questions or express their thoughts about the site. St. Louis resident Erin McMullen says the tour's given her a new perspective about the area she grew up in.
It's a little, like, bizarre to be driving around to these sites that are just, like, slightly removed from paths that I've taken my whole life, you know?
At the Bridgeton landfill, St. Louis resident Tommy Nagel says seeing the equipment that covers the site is like watching someone on life support.
Looks like my grandpa dying of pneumonia in the hospital. Tubes and pipes and everything.
That's a hell of a comparison.
Yeah, Mother Earth is dying over here.
Ross says that people respond pretty emotionally to the tour, and perhaps that's the first step to changing how we treat the environment. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.